Good morning, Johan Els, and the thought for today. I want to ask the question again. Who would you say is God? You know, the most foundational statement about what it means to be God is found, as I said earlier, Exodus 3:14. God appeared to Moses to make him the leader of Israel and to bring them out of slavery in Egypt. And Moses shrinks back and says in verse 11 of Exodus 3, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And God responds in verse 12, "I will be with you. I will be with you, Moses. I will be with you. The great I am," as Exodus 3:14 says, "will be with you." God reveals him with a verb and not a noun. I am. I am the God who can do things. I am the doer God. And then Moses argues with God in Exodus 3:13. He says, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God answers Moses in verse 14 of Exodus 3, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am the doer God, the God who can do everything. The Almighty has sent me to you. My opinions does not matter here, neither yours." Moses, your opinions, it doesn't matter. I am who I am. I absolutely am. And I will lead you out of Israel and go and tell the Israelites, I have sent you. And the message to you and me right now is that the great God of the universe says, I will be with you. And I will go in front of you. And I will be with you. What a way to go. Lord God Almighty, by Christ's grace, I want to go with you.